everybody. Today is the 22nd of November. Happy Thanksgiving. I wanted to introduce you to episode 5 of Sarcasm Radio, which you're going to be listening to right now. So today on the show, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to talk about current affairs. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the Israel-Gaza conflict that's been going on for the past 8 days. We're going to do an update on the Kurdish hunger strike that I spoke to you guys about last week. We're going to talk about lighter subjects like Thanksgiving, Black Friday, although Black Friday is not really a light subject. It can be very dangerous. We're going to do the Tweets of the Week segment that we started last week. Sorry, I'm sick. Rappers Say the Darndest Things that we started last week that I thought was pretty cool. And I'm going to do a segment because the 24th of November is my best friend Julie's birthday. So I wanted to do a little funny segment on that and to wish her a happy birthday since I can't be with her in person. So yeah, we're going to start light right now and I'm going to do a little Thanksgiving segment and I hope you enjoy. All right, so this is a clip of an episode of The Cosby Show that Bill Cosby is trying to teach his son how to cut a turkey.
Supposed to respect the food, you understand? Slice it in an appetizing manner. Now, let me explain to you how you should slice a turkey. Take the blade gently in your hand, and you slice ever so gently, following the bread, going along the contour of the bread.
Dad?
Yes?
Why are you talking like that?
I have no idea. Except it just makes me feel more secure when I'm in the kitchen. Now, try it, my boy.
And now, of course, a clip from a holiday favorite, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And this is a conversation between Charlie Brown and Linus and Charlie's sister about Thanksgiving.
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
So, I asked people on my Facebook what their favorite part of Thanksgiving was about a week ago. Amanda said, watching the parade and cooking. When I spend Thanksgiving in Georgia, we go downtown to Atlanta at night and watch the Christmas concert. Whitney said, food, friends, football, and the fam. Fran said, spending time with my family. Ariana said, family time and my mom's tutti frutti. Tanya said, cocinando con mi familia. Shireen said, fam and sweet potatoes with marshmallows. And yeah, everybody covered exactly what I love about Thanksgiving, which is mostly food and family. I actually did a little like turkey project at work with the kids, and we cut out little feathers, and we put on each feather what we're thankful for. And I put, you know, my mom, family, friends, traveling, food. I actually included food twice because I think it's that important in my life. And yeah, so I think all of that is really important, and I think that more than actually appreciating that, you know, pilgrims took over Native American land, people take the time to appreciate Thanksgiving and appreciate their family and get together and travel together and have dinner together when sometimes maybe, you know, you can't really do that on a daily basis or even on a weekly or monthly basis. So it's nice to get together. I kind of have mixed feelings about Thanksgiving, though, because I feel like bad, I guess, for Native Americans. Like, how do they feel on this holiday? Like, there's no holiday commemorating that they gave up their land or whatever, what have you. So I don't know, I feel kind of bad celebrating it sometimes because I don't really think it should be a holiday dedicated to that, because not everybody in America believes that that's a holiday worthy thing. But like I said, the potato salad makes it all worth it. So yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Another thing that I just realized that is great about Thanksgiving that I love is that after Thanksgiving, it's, I guess, officially okay to get a Christmas tree and decorate everything Christmassy, and, like, holiday spirit comes out, and you can listen to Christmas music all the time. And so I'm going to play for you guys one of my all-time favorite, or a clip from one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. It's, I don't know if everybody's heard of this song. I don't really know, but it's definitely a Miami thing, or, like, a Florida song that everybody listens to on Christmas. It's on the radio all the time, and it's, like, a staple in Christmas time music. So I'm gonna play this awesome song for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. Alright, let's be serious. Who thought I was going to play something like Silent Night or Jingle Bells? Ha! You was wrong. So, I wanted to talk about an important issue that has been going on for the past 8 days. The Israel-Gaza conflict. During late October 2012, the ongoing Palestinian rocket attacks on Israel grew really intense. So basically, the Israeli government decided to resort to a forceful military response. So for the past 8 days, they've been going back and forth, firing missiles to each other's countries and killing hundreds of civilians. Yesterday, the 21st, Egypt actually arranged a ceasefire that was set to begin at 2 p.m. yesterday, Eastern Time. At the end of that, the count for the actual death toll was 162 Palestinians dead and 5 Israelis dead after 8 days of crossfire. As of today, November 22nd, as I read in an Al Jazeera article online, said that as life in Gaza started to show signs of returning to normal, the Israeli Defense Minister, Ehud Barak, warned that Israel might resume its attacks anytime if a truce that ended a week of bloodshed fails to hold. They said that the ceasefire can hold 9 days, 9 weeks, or more, but if it does not hold, we will know what to do, and then, of course, we shall consider the possibility of resuming military activity in case of shooting or provocation. And that's what he told radio today on Thursday. The Hamas leader, Ismail Haniyeh, held press briefing on Thursday, today, thanking Egypt and the believer, Mohamed Morsi, for his country's efforts in securing the ceasefire, saying that Gaza's victory is clear and the moment for Egypt and the region had arrived. Late Wednesday night, Hamas announced that Thursday, today, would be a public holiday. It would be a national holiday of victory and an official holiday for them. The issue for me on this is that I can't really pick one side that I'm in favor of, because I'm not really 100% educated on this matter, and my opinion isn't really, like, 100% sound right now. But I can say that I disagree with the level of violence that's been going on, and that has been going on for centuries, actually. Especially during these 8 days where Gaza clearly was and is outweaponed, which you can see with the difference of the death toll, 162 in Palestine and 5 in Israel. It's just not fair to the civilians that are being carelessly killed on both ends. No matter what you believe in or who you think has the right for that land that they're fighting for, it's not right. And for now, that's my opinion. And I'm glad that the ceasefire started yesterday. I was actually at lunch, and I was watching CNN, and I watched Hillary Clinton announce it. And I was really happy because I had been really stressed out all week, as a lot of people were, I'm sure, and really angry to know that all this stuff was happening. And I know things like this happen all over the world every day, but this is something a little bit more intense. And it could have led to something very serious for both those countries and lots of other countries, including us. And hopefully the ceasefire, although a lot of people don't have a lot of faith that it will end the conflict, I mean, it's obviously not going to end the conflict in general, but hopefully it'll just end the careless killing of hundreds of civilians in both areas of that land. Something cool that I read yesterday that came out of this whole conflict is that Cristiano Ronaldo reportedly donated his 1.5 million euro shoe to the children in Gaza. The Real Madrid forward, Cristiano Ronaldo, has donated his 1.5 million euros to the Palestinian children in Gaza. He gave his golden boot that he earned in 2011 to the Real Madrid Foundation, and they donated that to the Gaza, to fund schools in Gaza, which I think is really cool. I don't know what other celebrities or people have actually donated to this cause, but I know he's one of the biggest ones right now. And according to various reports, the foundation has helped build, in general, 167 schools in 66 different countries. So that's really awesome, and I applaud that. So last week on Sharkasm Radio, we spoke about the Kurdish hunger strike that had been going on for the past 65 or so days in Turkey. Basically, if you didn't listen to that episode, I'll catch you up a little bit. There were about 700 to 750 Kurdish-Turkish prisoners participating in a hunger strike because they want their issues to be heard and taken seriously. And these issues are... there are a bunch, but the most important are that they want their language to be recognized. The Kurdish language is thought of as a lost language, and that's not because of the actual Kurdish people. It's because the people that live in Turkey and Iran and everything, like, mostly there, not as much in Iraq, but the people there oppress the Kurdish people, and they don't even let them learn the language in school or speak it in public without being condemned to death or put in jail for 5 years or something like that. So it's really ridiculous. And one of the things that they wanted to get and to for the government to listen to was the fact that they wanted their ex-rebel leader, Abdullah Öcalan, to be able to speak to his lawyers. He has been in solitary confinement for like 11 months or so, and he has not been able to speak to any of his attorneys. He's serving a life sentence, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to be treated like an equal prisoner, and that's not what they're treating him like. So basically, the Turkish Kurdish prisoners were partaking in a 68-day hunger strike where they were eating nothing and pretty much just drinking water and like sugar water just to stay alive, but a lot of them did end up dying, which is really sad. But as of the 18th of October, hundreds of them actually ended the strike after 68 days because Abdullah Öcalan was actually able to speak to his attorney, and he actually spoke to his brother, and his brother called upon the hunger strikers to stop, which was apparently a message from Abdullah Öcalan to the strikers. So eventually they did stop hunger striking. You know, the prisoners have been demanding better conditions for him and basically more use of the Kurdish language in public life without being sentenced to 5 years in prison or to death. So on Saturday, he actually called the hunger strikers to stop. It's great. It's really awesome because now people won't die. But I don't think that the issue has progressed any, because I don't think that it's not something like, oh, they stopped hunger striking because the issue has been resolved. No, they stopped hunger striking because their leader pretty much urged them to and said that, you know, you got your point across and everything. And honestly, like, I think it's a great cause, and I think it's really awesome, and I commend them for it because I don't think I could do that. But at the same time, they didn't really get what they wanted out of it. I don't think that their message was effectively brought out to the actual government, which is the people that actually have the voice to change everything, because they don't want to change anything. They don't care about the Kurdish people in Turkey. Half the Kurdish people in Turkey are against the Kurdish people, which is really crazy. But I'm happy that at least people are back to normal, and they're eating, and they're not going to die, I guess. So that's a good thing. And that's my update on the Kurdish hunger strike. And that was actually as of October 18th. So it's been a few days. So hopefully, I mean, if there's any other updates, obviously I will keep you guys to date with that, because it's definitely something that I've been following, because it's honestly a huge thing. It's I'm pretty sure one of the largest hunger strikes in history ever. You know, it was for a 68-day hunger strike of 700 people. So, you know, it's pretty big. And a lot of people have no idea this is even happening, that it was happening. And I hope that my listeners, that I educated you guys a little bit on it at least. Thank you for listening. So last week I started a segment of Tweets of the Week. So I'm going to follow up on that and do a couple of my favorite tweets from this week. Obviously, I can't really pass up Aziz Ansari. He's the funniest person, and I need to quote him a little bit. So an hour ago, he said, "If you ain't blessed and walk a flocka in your kitchen, your turkey gonna be ratchet." And then he put, "I'm in the kitchen, yams everywhere," quoting 2 Chainz. Of course, the Blueprint, always coming through with the awesome tweets, says he's listening to DMX because the struggle will make him appreciate Thanksgiving more. I hear ya. Alex Martin says that in honor of Thanksgiving, she's thankful to have friends who won't mass text her to have a happy day tomorrow. I haven't really got any yet, so I'm really thankful for that too. What else? Yeah, that's basically all I had today. So if you guys have anything to suggest for me, some of your favorite tweeters, twitters, twatters, whatever, just let me know. Coming up next, Rappers Say the Darndest Things. All right, Rappers Say the Darndest Things. I got some quotes for you guys. Living Legend says, "I keep it OG watching episodes of the OC. Okay, nice and smooth. I don't beg because I'm not a begonia. I got 3 2 Chainz quotes for you guys, because he's the most ridiculous rapper I've ever heard of. "Niggas want a verse from me, it's gonna cost a chicken. I got more hoes than 4 hoes, I had a foursome for Christmas. And got a girl with a big booty, call her Big Booty." He's really, really eloquent, isn't he? Hmm. Now, I want to talk to you guys about something very serious that's going to be happening on Friday. Us Americans call it Black Friday, because that is the day that everything gets really dark and everyone turns really evil. The day after we give thanks for everything, we forget about the things that we're thankful for, and we go to the stores and we look for sales and we indulge ourselves and we are rude and mean and we trample people just to get a big screen TV. Isn't that crazy? I feel like it's just like it's there's no point in it, but whatever. Either way, I just wanted to wish you guys a safe and happy Black Friday. Not that I'm not sure if it's even possible to be safe and happy on Black Friday, because you're gonna be waiting in long lines, and I don't know, a lot of people get pleasure out of finding sales, and that's cool. That's awesome for you, for me, it's not even worth all the trouble. Like, I can't even stay in line and wait in line during the regular season when lines are okay. I can't even imagine waiting in a Black Friday line. But to anybody that is going out and shopping, stay safe, be positive, try not to hurt anybody or yourselves, and I hope you find parking. Last but not least, on episode 5 of Sharkasm Radio, I wanted to mention that the 24th of November, in 2 days, my best friend Julie Rose turns 25. And I'm very sad that I cannot be with her for it and give her hugs and kisses, but I wanted to dedicate a segment of my show to her, to tell her how much I love her, how much I miss her, and how happy I am that I'm going to be able to see her sometime soon, hopefully. Because she's getting married, and I'm going to be one of the bridesmaids, and I'm so excited. And yeah, so basically Julie and I have been best friends since 5th grade. Well, not since 5th grade, I guess since 7th grade. We bonded over basically teenage angst that everybody experienced in middle school. And, you know, we liked the same music, we had the same We were basically angry middle schoolers, and we loved each other's company. And all throughout high school and college, we remained best friends. We lived together in college for a few years, and she's honestly one of the best people I've ever come across in life. Actually, probably the best, other than my mother. So, happy birthday, Julie Rose. I love you, and I wanted to... I wanted to do something special for this segment, so I found the song that pretty much defines our friendship, and everybody's gonna think it's inappropriate and that I'm a really dumb person, whatever. Everyone's gonna think I'm stupid for this, but I don't care because Julie's gonna laugh her ass off when she hears this. So I dedicate this song to my lover, Julie, and I hope you have a beautiful birthday. That concludes episode 5 of Sharkasm Radio. I wanted to let you guys know that I really want this podcast to be more about the public and what you guys want to hear rather than what interests me. So I would love it if you guys sent me suggestions or anything, even criticisms, I don't care. Send me things at my email address, charmin42@gmail.com. You can access me very easily on Facebook, Twitter, even Tumblr. You can message me, comment on anything. Usually during the week before my shows, I try to put out questions and have the public answer them so that I could use it on my show. And I have been getting feedback, but not as much feedback as I'd like. So I would love it if you guys contributed a little more, because like I said, I want it to be about you and not me. So please let me know if you have any suggestions, if you think you have any suggestions on how I should structure my show, or if you want to tell me I'm horrible, or if you want to tell me I'm awesome. Just let me know and I'll be happy to discuss it with you or whatever. So please, let me know things you want to hear, if you have anything to contribute for my segments on Rappers Say the Darndest Things or my tweets of the week, things like that, or if you want to hear certain songs or if you want me to talk about certain issues, I'll be happy to talk about them, because like I said, I don't want it to just be about me. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and I will see you next week.